Verizon taps Samsung for 5G initiative by Timothy W. Martin and Ryan Knutson in the Wall Street Journal. Korean company will supply equipment for high-speed internet on wireless network. Verizon Communications Incorporated chose Samsung Electronics Company as a major supplier in the telecom giant's push to offer high-speed internet over its wireless network as the first commercial offerings of fifth-generation systems take shape. Verizon's 5G network will launch in the second half of this year in Sacramento, California, before the service expands to other U.S. markets. It will use cellular antennas to beam high-speed internet into consumers' homes. Samsung will make network equipment for Verizon, including the small boxes located in each home for receiving the system's signal and translating it into Wi-Fi. Financial terms of the arrangement weren't disclosed in the company's announcement Wednesday. Telecom giant Verizon last year began free 5G trials focused on home broadband service in 11 markets from New Jersey to California. Samsung will provide network gear for Verizon's launch in Sacramento, where customers will be offered the option of purchasing the faster service. The wireless home internet service is different from Verizon's existing wired service called Fios, which is offered primarily in the Northeast. Similarly, the service and 5G in general isn't yet available for mobile phone users. Companies globally are investing billions of dollars in 5G despite continued debate over its ultimate utility beyond faster download speeds. Government agencies and telecom operators expect 5G availability in many markets by 2020, and with it, the potential of broader adoption for self-driving cars, smart cities, and internet-connected robots. 5G is a reality, Kim Young-ki, president of Samsung's network business, said in an interview. Introducing 5G service for homes is an early step in the industry's transition to the technology, which will be significantly faster and respond more quickly to user commands than existing 4G networks. For Verizon, it carries the potential to disrupt an industry currently dominated in the U.S. by cable providers like Comcast Corporation and Charter Communications Incorporated. Verizon said last month it would also be supplied by Ericsson AB, another 5G network equipment maker, for commercial launches in other U.S. markets. Samsung is a small player in the network equipment world, but the South Korean technology giant believes its expertise in making products and components could give it an edge with telecom customers looking to sell connectivity to a wider range of devices. Samsung's network business generated some 2 trillion won to 2.5 trillion won, 1.9 billion to $2.3 billion in revenue last year, according to research firm Counterpoint Technology Market Research. It targets annual revenue of $10 trillion by 2022, a Samsung spokesman said. AT&T Incorporated last month said it would launch a 5G commercial trial site in Texas after tests in other markets. Sprint Corporation and T-Mobile US Incorporated have said they are working on nationwide 5G networks targeting late 2019 or 2020. The average US consumer uses about 5 gigabytes of mobile data a month, Mr. Kim said, but as 5G spreads, he believes consumers will eventually use closer to 100 gigabytes monthly on new services such as virtual or augmented reality programs, even for autonomous driving, that will require greater data speeds to rapidly process traffic conditions. About 2 years ago, Samsung combined with 1,000 workers from different divisions, including handsets, network, and its central research and development group, to create a next-generation communications business team dedicated to 5G. With 5G, it's going to be expanding beyond your phone, Kim Woo-jun, a senior vice president in Samsung Network Business, said in an interview. The industry's first mobile phones with 5G capabilities aren't likely to debut until 2019, he added.